This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, and my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, sorting the mail to get it out today to you, and the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And we start this hour with the national anthem. Those who protect, defend, and serve her, keeping all of us free and safe. We thank them for their service to America. Now, we've got a question that we're running here. By the way, Frank Silvato has the day off. He's on vacation, and he'll be back on Monday. Now, we've got a question going on here. Did you like the 4th of July Washington, D.C. celebration? Did you care? Did you like what you saw, and would you like to see it again? The number 877-969-8600 to opine, 877-969-8600 to opine. Now, during the break, we heard from Bev in Largo. She said yes. We heard from Terry in Jasper. He said yes. We heard from Flip in Tampa. He said yes. We heard from Danica in San Diego, who is a friend of mine that's also in the broadcast industry. She's in television out there in San Diego, and she listens to us early in the morning because she does the early morning thing on television. Good morning, San Diego. And hello, Danica, and thanks very much for tuning in. And she said yes. She said it was outstanding, to coin a Marine phrase. And my relationship with her is because she's got a Marine relative, so therefore we share some camaraderie there. Now, 877-969-8600 if you want to answer the question. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. My name is Cherry. I'm the newspaper deliverer in Tampa.
Hi there.
One of them.
Hi there.
Hi. Yes, My answer is yes, absolutely. It's about time America starts feeling good about itself.
That's right. And everybody that left there, whether they were Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever they were, left there feeling really good about the country and about the military and all that, because there was not one thing political about what was done yesterday.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
All righty. And, okay, the paper girl. So now we got to hear from Sam the paper man to even it up. But anyway, you can communicate with me one of two ways, as some of the people have been doing, via the Facebook instant messenger. Some of you are over there now. I think I just got a message from somebody that way. Let me double check and see. Okay, yes, from Steve in Thailand. And he's also letting me know that the USA girls won their volleyball match 3-1 over Brazil. And they're going into, the gold medal round? I don't even know what they're doing. They're playing in China. I had no idea they were over there. But our girls are playing in China, and they're going into, okay. Let me see here, because the message cut off. Okay, they're headed into semifinals. All right, very good. Very good, headed into semifinals. Okay, thanks, Steve, for letting me know that. Now, the question of the morning is as follows. Did you like the 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C. yesterday? Did you like that? And is it something that you'd like to see continued? It was done perfectly, in my opinion. No politics at all. Simply, fundamentally explaining what happened on July 4, 1776, when the Declaration of Independence was officially signed, and factual things that some of our students have not heard before. I talked to two young, they were junior high school students. I saw them yesterday, and I said, did you hear what the president said? Yes. Did you like that? Yes. Did you know that George Washington did that with his troops, read the Declaration of Independence to them? No. They didn't tell you that in school? No. Wasn't in a book you read? No. How about that? All right, caller, hang on. I'll be right to you there, caller. By the way, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way. Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program is being brought to you by our friends at the Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe is located inside the Mixon Fruit Farms store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. And they are definitely the hidden gem in Bradenton because they have got lunchtime sandwich specials to die for. And I'll tell you what, they are so good. Everything they make is homemade. They make it right there on premises. And don't forget, when you get done with your nice little lunch, you've always got room for the orange swirl ice cream, too, whether you get it in a dish or whether you get it in a cone. That's Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. And I will be there for lunch next Thursday on the 11th. Stop by noon to 1:30. Be happy to see you and have lunch with you. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Kay from Ocala.
Hello, Kay in Ocala. How are you?
I'm fine.
And your answer?
My answer is yes. I enjoyed it very much.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that the young people in America that listen to this learn something and they can spread the word to their friends. I mean, there's so much history, and it's good history, that they need to understand why we're the country that we are.
Right.
So, I just...
Well, I don't disagree with you. Mm-hmm. They're not learning this stuff. I found that out for myself over the weekend, yesterday when I talked to a couple of junior high school kids. They said they'd never heard this about George Washington and all that.
I believe that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't understand, but we're at where we're at. So I just hope that they listen and that the teachers will, that heard it will listen too, you know.
Well,
what they're doing and... I think it's all turned about money in our country and power, you know.
Yeah. And I thank you very much, Kay, and keep on listening.
Okay, I support Trump 100%.
Thank you very much. That's Kay and O'Callaghan. We appreciate her very much. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name, where are you calling from, and what's your answer?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir. Good morning, caller.
No, no, no. My name is Sam. I live in Military City, USA, San Antonio, Texas,
United
States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it. I loved it. And it was just fantastic. It totally made my day.
Well, yes. And I'll tell you what, no matter how hard pressed the mainstream media was, and I kept switching over to CNN because I refused to watch that other communist network, but I watched over there and they were trying to get people in the crowd to say something bad and they couldn't do it. They could not do it.
And the crowd was great.
Oh, yeah.
The crowd, and it big, too. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, and the jets and the helicopters mm-hmm. and the tanks. His speech was just, I think I probably, one of the people in America, few, that have probably watched every rally Trump mm-hmm. has ever had.
And that was
one of his greatest speeches.
And he's given
a lot of great speeches.
Yeah, and you're listening to us on 930 The Answer over there, our Salem affiliate in San Antonio, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sam, and keep on listening. Thank you very much, Sam. Yep. And that's Sam in San Antonio listening to us on our affiliate there, 930 The Answer, a Salem affiliate over there. And good morning to everybody over there in San Antonio. And, yeah, it's Military City, all right. Boy, is it. And proud of it. Now, here's the question. Did you like the 4th of July celebration yesterday in Washington, D.C.? Yes or no? Now, so far, we've had 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 26, 27, 28 answers, and they've all been yes. Did you like the 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C.? Yes or no? Phone number 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. Now, we've got an answer coming in here via the Internet on the Facebook page. It's Richard the Marine in Oregon. He's saying, the best ever. My granddaughter was there. Big old yes. Well, thank you very much, Richard the Marine, and Semper Fi to you, my friend, and we appreciate that. And it's one of our favorite listeners. Okay, here's one from Kathy, and Kathy is in Baldwinsville, New York. Okay, Kathy, listening to us on, WSYR. I got to remember who's up there. All right, thank you very much, Kathy. We appreciate that very much. And here's one from Mike, and Mike is in Detroit, Michigan. Okay, Mike. Mike is saying, absolutely, positively, best speech Trump has given. Hope he gives a lot more like it. He'll get elected easily. Well, Mike, I don't disagree with you. Thank you very much. And here's one from James. James is down in Bradenton. James is saying, fantastic speech. Donald Trump is the man. Yes, sir. And he's also the president. And thank you very much, James. That's I know who that is. And Dave in Indiana. All right, Dave. It was nothing short of brilliant. Yes. Thank you very much, Dave. So that's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Okay, so we got 35 yeses out of the mix here. The question again, the number 877-969-8600. The question is, did you like the 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C. yesterday? Is that something you think that we should continue to do? It was definitely not political in any sense of the word, and anybody that says it was smoking something. That's all I can tell you, because it was great. The spinoff on the military, and by the way, I absolutely flat out loved the way he started with the military honors to the Coast Guard to begin with, because the Coast Guard is often forgotten about with the job they do, the things they do. He talked about some of the incidents that they've gotten involved in, some of the famous rescues and the battle cries that they've had over the years, and people didn't realize that some of that landing craft being operated in the South Pacific and over there in Normandy during D-Day, those were Coast Guardsmen on board those landing craft that were bringing that landing craft to shore. And they just did an absolutely unbelievable job in doing that, the Coast Guard. And they still do a great job around the world. I don't know if you know this or not, but the Coast Guard had one of their ocean-going cutters in the South China Sea working along with our Navy over there, patrolling and keeping the security and the safety of the South China Sea shipping lanes open. And there's another vessel, I believe, going back over there to take the place of the one that was there. So they rotate is what they do. They rotate back and forth. But here we go again. Did you like the 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C. yesterday? 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600 to opine, or you can send me a message on the internet, the Facebook page, just like Margie is doing. Hey, Margie. And Margie is up in Tarpon Springs, where she's saying yes. Okay, thank you very much. And she's a Marine mom. Here's one from Dan, and it's not Dan the man. And this Dan is not in Indiana. He's in Illinois. And he's in Springfield, Illinois. He's saying, yes, love the show, Captain. Love the President, Donald Trump, 2020. Okay, thank you very much. And here's one from Garrett. And Garrett is calling himself a newspaper man. He's delivering the papers in the Funiac Springs, Florida. Okay. And he's saying, yes, and thank you very much, President Trump. Okay. And who is this chiming in? This is Emmett, and Emmett is, he says, I'm military. I'm stationed in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And the answer is yes, and he gets a big hoo-ah. Okay, he gets a big hoo-ah from everybody in our outfit yesterday because we were cheering. All right, well, thanks, Emmett, and stay low, my friend. Stay low. Again, the question is, did you like the 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C. yesterday, yes or no? So far, I've got 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. 40 yeses. Nobody said no. I'm sure somebody will eventually, but 40 yeses, and we appreciate all the comments we're getting. We've only got about a minute left to go. And Steve in Thailand, it was great. You bet it was, my friend. You bet it was. Okay, here's another comment from Steve, another Steve, and this is Steve in Denver, Colorado, listening to us on 710. The answer up there, our Salem affiliate in Denver. He's saying, give me two yeses, one for me and one for my wife. We both sat there. We stood up and cheered. Well, how about that? And he says they're both retired Air Force. Well, thanks a lot, Steve. And special shout out to your wife. And thank you very much for serving our great country, my friend. So we've had quite a few responses, and we'll let it go with that because we're coming back with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, on sports. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's a celebration. Celebrate good times. Come on. Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit Southern California. But first, President Trump speaks at the July 4th celebration at the Lincoln Memorial.
It was the SEALs who stand ready to bring righteous retribution in mountain, jungle, desert,
to those who do us harm. America's sailors are not born. They are forged by the sea.
Our other top story on USA Radio News, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hits near the city of Ridgecrest, 150 miles northeast of Los Angeles. David Witt, fire chief in Kern County.
We have multiple injuries. We've had two house fires. We've had small vegetation fires, power lines down, gas leaks, the associated events that take place after you have a large earthquake.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan, one of America's great dealerships. And I'll tell you what, they are part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, I was up at Moss Nissan yesterday. I was up not only at Moss Nissan, but it was a Moss Family Chevrolet stopping in saying howdy, howdy, shaking some hands because we had some people we had to see. And, yeah, they left as happy campers, and I'm glad to report that. But Moss Family Automotive, with their Nissan dealerships and Moss Family Chevrolet, is the original home of You Serve, You Save. 24/7, 365, the program that saves all veterans and all active-duty military and first responders too, active or retired, a ton of money on their vehicle purchases, whether or not it's a brand new Nissan or Chevy or one of the certified pre-owned used cars that they have. Now, you pay nothing down right now for a limited time and no payments for 6 months with approved credit. You can check out what you qualify for by going to the website Moss, M-A-U-S, familychevrolet.com/free credit check, and tell them the captain sent you, because you make a deal with them, you tell them the captain sent you, you save another $500. And I'm loving the Nissan Titan I'm driving around. Tell you what, that is a great truck, and congratulations to Dodge, or to Sandy, and that was the last name, Sandy Dodge, who bought another Nissan Titan. All righty, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback, speaking of sports, is with us today from the Sports Zone on our sister station, 1380 The Biz, Sunday mornings. Hello.
Hello, sir, and good morning to you, and great 4th of July yesterday, sir.
Okay, well, here's the question. Did you like the 4th of July celebration you saw in Washington, D.C.?
Very much so.
It was great, wasn't it?
Very American. too bad for the rough weather, but they got through it and did a nice job.
It cleared up in time for the aircraft and all that, and everything was fine, and everybody knew, you know, they might have that problem. But anyway, let's get going here, because let's start with baseball, and here's why.
Sure.
The Yankees have got it on the Rays. They beat them again right off the bat here. Here we go.
Well, it's amazing, Captain. That's the one thing the Rays just can't seem to get over, the hurdle of beating the New York Yankees on a consistent basis. It's just been their nemesis, you know, and it's a shame that they're in the same division. If the Rays were in a different division,
they'd be in first place.
Exactly.
14 games over 500. Now they're 13 because they got beat last night. But anyway, it is what it is. The All-Star game coming up. Some additions and subtractions made to the team because of injuries always happens. Now, when is the All-Star game? Was it next Wednesday?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay.
Tuesday. Next Tuesday, Captain. Will be
so the home run derby is Monday?
Yes, sir. That's correct. So.
Okay.
And that'll be a lot of fun and enjoyment. And looking forward to seeing that game. It's always fun to see the stars come out and play, and that's why some of these small markets need big stars. I mean, everybody wants a winner, but it's nice to go see somebody to root them in, and every game you need that foundation, that star for you. And a lot of teams out there, including the Tampa Bay Rays, don't really have that superstar right now.
I think they got three guys going, though.
Oh, they do. You know what I mean, though? It's just not that. It's not a household name. Those guys are great ball players, Captain. To get to that level, you have to be.
Charlie Morton, I think, is Salt. Morton Salt.
There you go. That's funny, but I'll tell you what, he's pitched wonderful.
Yes,
he
has.
With Houston, he was a great pitcher for them. Helped them in the World Series. And it's amazing, though. It's just
all right, now we got to talk about football because we're getting close to football season. And by the way, you're a Miami guy. A very tragic accident.
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins defensive tackle Kendrick Norton had his left arm amputated after a very horrendous traffic accident.
Yeah, it's very sad, Captain. Down there, it's a just very overpopulated area of our state right now, and it's beautiful down there in South Florida. But
except they drive like nuts.
Well, that 836 stretch is, I know it very well. I've driven thousands of miles on that. You have to be very careful and realize what you're doing. And now that's just what happens. It's called the Dolphin Expressway 836, and unfortunately, he had that accident. Poor guy. Thank God he's still with us. You know, and football's not everything. I mean, there's life after football, and he can be a productive life. He can go on and coach.
He can be a coach,
And do a nice job for helping out the kids and paying it forward. So
okay, now the All-Star team, the women's soccer team, is in the finals. When is that? Sunday, is it?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, I wish they handled themselves more American, more patriotic, but I guess it's just the way of the world right now.
Well, there's two of them for sure that are acting up. One of them is their captain, and the other one is the soccer star, Ali Krieger, who said, "I refuse to respect President Trump," and two of them have said they're not going to go to the White House.
I mean, why would you take that position? I mean, what an honor just to go to the White House. Do you not see the value in that? And why not be intelligent enough to say, President Trump, can I share a couple things with you as a professional, if that's how you feel?
Sure.
Why have people, back in the day, Captain, everybody knew time and place and being a gentleman or a lady on how you act and react and have civil discussions, agree to disagree with proper discussions. Why has that left the building? It's just sad. It really is. I don't want to forget this, Captain. Great. You know, auto race in Daytona Beach tomorrow. It's a good old Coca-Cola race. And it'll be the last time they'll be racing on July 4th there in Daytona. They changed the schedule, and they did it just to make it more exciting. I get it. And,
No. They did it
more
because...
more financials.
No, they did it because they want to start at Daytona, the Daytona 500, and they want to finish the last race of the season at Daytona as well.
Sure.
Yep.
And I get it. I just, it's kind of been a tradition. I hate to see it go, and I know I'm not the only one. Eric Amarillo, he used to go every year. That's what got him started. Tampa boy here, great auto racer. And, you know, it's sad. And Brad Keselowski, he bumped into Mr. William Byron's yesterday, just tired of it. Mm-hmm. He is tired of getting knocked out.
Now, the other thing is I believe they're going to take the Homestead race, which used to be the last race, and insert it on the 4th.
Well, that wouldn't be too bad down there in South Florida. Mm-hmm. Normally decent weather. You guys still have to worry about the rain that time of year versus later in the year. The rain isn't prevalent, so that'd be the only risk there. But we'll see what happens with that, by all means, Captain.
Okay, so. Now another Williams by the name of Serena survived the 4th of July test by the Slovenian student. I think this was a young lady that beat her sister, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and so, she survived that. She was close to losing and managed to pull it out.
Yeah, I mean, this girl's going to be something special down the road. I mean, if she keeps it up, keeps her head straight, keeps working out, keeps striving, I mean, she's one of the youngest people to ever compete. So it's going to be very fun to watch, women's tennis. And then speaking of men's tennis, Rafael Nadal hung in there against this kid who's really coming on strong. They have a little rivalry going on. I wish Nadal was a few years younger. This would be a lot of fun, a little Jimmy Connors, John McEnroe type of how they go at each other. So, interesting, Captain.
So what else is going on in the world of sports, sir? And by the way, you got about 30 seconds, and you got to tell everybody about what you do.
Oh, okay. Well, just like you said, Captain, 2 weeks from now, they'll be doing getting ready for camp for football. That's what everybody's looking forward to, because most of the country is a football fan country. And obviously, All-Star game you mentioned with baseball. Free agency and hockey and basketball is going strong right now, and we'll see what happens there with Mr. Kawhi Leonard, where he's going to end up. I know that's on people's minds. So, yeah, and folks, if I can be of any help to anybody out there on insurance issues, finance issues, Social Security or Medicare issues, please call me at 813-966-1052. I help out people every day, get through the maze of all these issues. Been doing it for 30 years now. I can be of help to you. I'll get you a book, Mission 1 Million. Please, you want to take me up on this offer, you want to call me at 813-966-1052 and get this book. When you read this book, you're going to see some things you need to do for Social Security reasons, Medicare reasons, financial retirement reasons. And you veterans out there, please feel free to call me. I can help you out with your veterans benefits. I can help out with the gaps. I can enhance your TRICARE and your Medicare and still be able to go to the VA. And a lot of times at no cost to you. And a lot of times I can put money back into your Social Security check, because there's companies out there that give buyback plans for the Part B premium. So you want to take advantage of that also. So, again, if I can be of any help to anybody, Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Captain, always a pleasure to be on your show. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And as you like to say, God bless America.
See you this afternoon. I'll be over there, yes, and we got to run.
Thank you.
Be over there AM 1380 The Biz this afternoon from 5:30 to 6 with Patrick on the Consumer Quarterback Show. Alrighty, little Proud Mary taking us to the next break. And we'll be back with the final segment for Friday. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna. We appreciate you and Don, and they're listening to us right now on AM 1330 WLBB, which is up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And by the way, a big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. We appreciate all the military men and women listening to us tonight, including San Antonio and San Diego and Tampa, the home of CENTCOM, MacDill Air Force Base, up there in the Panhandle, Eglin Air Force Base, Tyndall Air Force Base, Moody Air Force Base up there in Valdosta. Thanks to all you guys and gals, as well as up there in Atlanta. Can't forget about you guys up there in Atlanta either. Now, it's time for our beach and boating forecast. For the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m. The routine continues. Then it'll be mostly sunny and hot. with a high near 95. Heat index values as high as 104 today. It'll be warmer inland, and calm wind will become southeast around 6 miles an hour this morning. Chance of precipitation today, 50% after 2 p.m. During the afternoon hours, new rainfall could be between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except for higher amounts possible in the severe thunderstorms that we might get. And we've had a few of them around the area. Now, right now, the seas are 1 to 2 feet. We will have a light chop, but right now it's fairly smooth out there, if you will. Now, the Gulf water temperature 90 degrees, the bay water temperature 89 degrees. Our high tide coming at 6:33 a.m., our low tide coming at 9:14 a.m., and it's going to be a great day to be out there in a Freedom Boat Club boat, because let me tell you something, Freedom Boat Club, right here, our backyard, the largest franchise in the 185 franchise network that Freedom Boat Club has right here in Tampa Bay. Now, they've got over 400 boats, and they've got 24 locations right now. They're going to be adding another couple coming soon, so that'll take them up to 26, 185 locations across the country, 3 in Canada, 2 in France. So, check them out, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, and remember, now you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee if you're active duty military, plus a veteran or first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher. You get an extra $500 on top of that $1,000 off your one-time membership fee. Once you pay the membership fee, all you pay after that is a monthly fee. You just load up your cooler, bring your fishing poles, you're off for a day and fun in the water, and when you come on back, hand them the keys, you're done. Now, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. All you have to do is go to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. They'll give you the white gloves treatment, and they are a great, great place to frequent. Great place to frequent. It's an alternative to owning a boat, and I'm telling you, it's a great way to go. And I also am a member. Now, the question we had going here, did you like the 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C., yes or no? I had calls from San Diego, California, calls from San Antonio, calls from Ocala, calls from, Largo, calls from Tampa, Jasper, Florida, and then we had a whole bunch of people signing in here on the Facebook Instant Messenger. So we got 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 46, and then Patrick was my last one, and he said yes, so that's 46, that's 47, so we got 47 yes and zero no's as to the what happened yesterday with the celebration. All right, let's take one more caller here. Yes, Ian, is that you?
Yeah, it's Ian in Clearwater. Yeah, I watched bits and pieces of it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. I liked it for a lot of reasons, but the main one is because it pissed off the liberals and the leftists.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were trying. They were really trying. They were looking for people in the crowd, anybody they could find that said they didn't like it. They couldn't find anybody.
Well, here's another reason why I think, I could be wrong, that there was a lot of reasons why they didn't like it. But if you watch, I didn't see the whole thing, but I looked at the main thing between about 11:30 yesterday morning. It was small town America.
That's right.
Aside from the military stuff,
yep,
which really wasn't that much.
Nope.
It was small town America,
you bet. The
Freemasons,
yep.
Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
Some pipe and drum corps from someplace in California. You know, mm-hmm. They hate small town America. It was the working class and middle class.
Yep.
Remember, mm-hmm. Folks, they hate us.
Yep.
Okay? Anyway, thanks.
Thank you, Ian, and you're absolutely right, and thank you very much. By the way, Michelle Malkin is out there going after Antifa. Michelle Malkin, the columnist, she's not afraid to take these people on. She says that America is taking an Antifa beating, and she's going to fight back and beat them at their own game by writing about them and talking about what they are. By the way, they are a domestic terrorist group, Antifa. Make no mistake about it. They want to wear masks. They want to dress in black. They want to have a black flag. They want to act like there's if they're ISIS in our country. Guess what? They're a domestic terrorist group. Put that label on you and stick it on you. And it's about time we do that. And the police chief in Portland, Oregon, is absolutely right when he says no more masks. We want to see who you are. No more concealment of your faces. By the way, there's a price for doing nothing concerning Iran, so says the Israeli ambassador. He says we can't ignore Iran. They're rattling their saber, and we need to pay attention. Now, you heard Denise Simon and I talk about the tanker, the Iranian cargo bound for Syria, Iranian oil, on a Panamanian-registered tanker that was confiscated because of its cargo and where it was going and where it came from, off the Straits of Gibraltar. And we'll have to see what Iran does about that one. But you would think there might be some retaliation of some sort. So we'll keep our eyes and we'll keep our ears open. By the way, Dan Crenshaw, who I think is a pretty sharp character, combat wounded veteran, the guy with one eye, the eye patch, he says the Democrats need to offer an immigration solution and stop being obstructionists. Well, yeah. No kidding. No kidding. And Candace Owens, again, Charlie Kirk's cohort, what Colin Kaepernick and Nike are advocating is segregation. She said it, not me. I know the red, white, and blue sneakers would have been nice. I know Christine down in Sarasota was all set to buy a pair of them because she thought it was great, the Betsy Ross flag, red, white, and blue. Actually, I kind of liked what I saw, too, was thinking about it. But hang in there, because there's another manufacturer who's going to produce the red, white, and blue sneakers in a different, little different fashion. And they're also going to produce a Blue Lives Matter sneaker as well. So there you go. There you go. Kill two birds with one stone. They'll have both the red, white, and blue one, the patriotic sneaker, and they'll also have the Blue Lives Matter sneaker, and that's coming soon. All right, well, got to tell everybody about Dominic's Blinds, because our buddies at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, Jill and Kevin. Dominic's spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. They are located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. By the way, don't forget, stop by the store at 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. All military and first responders get a discount on your purchase, and tell them the captain sent you to save even more money. All righty, I'll be back tonight with a weekend show. It's been a pleasure, been an honor, as always. Have yourself a great day. Stay out of the bad weather. God bless America. See you tonight.
This is the Captain's America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.